Welcome to Queer Music Heritage, and this is J.D. Doyle. We're starting off part three of Lesbians on Cassette in Australia in 1990 with an act alternately known as Tongue in Cheek or Willie and Fleur.
Their official name is Tongue in Cheek, but they're better known and much loved by us as Willie and Fleur. It gives the Yahoo Blue Collective great pleasure to introduce Tongue in Cheek.
Now, give me a song and I will sing it in tune. Oh, I know I can take it now. There's not a goddamn thing that I have to prove to be a woman. I must wear a skirt, long hair, high heels, and a blouse, not a shirt, to be a woman. I've got to stay sweet, I've got to smile through painted lips at every man I meet. But I know how to make it now. Give me a song and I will sing it in tune. Oh, I know I can take it now. There's not a goddamn thing that I have to prove to be a woman. I must have a man to lean upon, depend upon, and tell me I can do anything I want as long as I stay in line. To own my body, God forbid to think that it's mine. But I know I can make it now. Give me a song and I will sing it in tune. Oh, I know I can take it now. There's not a goddamn thing that I have to prove. I am a woman in my own right. Stomp on me and put me down and I'll rise to fight. I have my sisters, beautiful and strong. And no one's gonna tell me being a female is wrong. But I know I can make it now. Give me a song and I will sing it in tune. Oh, I know I can take it now. There's not a goddamn thing that I have to prove. I am a woman.
That was the Australian duo known as Tongue in Cheek, singing a song written by that nation's lesbian folk singing icon, Judy Small. And I've got two more acts from that part of the world. First, also from Australia, is Elizabeth Ellen. In 1992, she released a cassette called Sung in My Lover's Bedroom. I love that on the side of the tape case is the caption, Nine Original Songs About Lesbian Life and Love. I picked her song, Goddess of Swing.
I've fallen in love with Roxanne. She's a singer in an all-woman band. She can sing those high notes so sweet. She's the loveliest woman you could meet. Sing high, sing low. She's a woman that's been there and knows. She's an Amazon goddess supreme. She's sensual and strong, but she can be mean. She can leave you hanging on a cool note and move right over to the other beat. Her swing is a beauty to find. She has a transcendental mind. You should see her riding on her bike through the streets at night. You should see her light shine in the direction no one can deter. Sidestepping the shadows, dreams in her head. She is moving, she is moving. Through the noisy dim cafes. Her spirit touches every breath, a goddess in every woman's clothes. She's strong, mean, and beautiful, the goddess of swing, Roxanne. The goddess of swing, Roxanne. The goddess of swing, Roxanne.
One, two, three, four.
Where untouchable, untouchable, untouchable girls. Untouchable, untouchable, untouchable girls. Untouchable, untouchable, untouchable girls. Where untouchable, untouchable girls. Where untouchable, untouchable, untouchable girls. We strap you, we're regressive, we'll take over.
Followed Elizabeth Ellen with New Zealand's very popular act for over 20 years now, the Top Twins. Their song Untouchable Girls showed up for the first time in 1987 on their tape No War in My Heart. And I want to thank Sue Barrett, an Australian writer and women's music expert, for providing me copies of the Tongue in Cheek and Elizabeth Ellen recordings, and in general for her expertise and support over the years.
1 in 10 is what the numbers say. 1 in 10 is the one that's gay, but 2 in 20 is what I say. It's a lot less lonely than way. Oh, it's a lot less lonely than way. Lot less lonely than way. Now 2 in 20 is what I say. It's a lot less lonely than way. You got to listen to your inner voices. Stand choices, be there ready for sisters and brothers when they need a helping hand. And 1 in 10 is what the numbers say. 1 in 10 is the one that's gay, but 2 in 20 is what I say. It's a lot less lonely that way. We've been traveling a road both hard and long. We get together and we know we're strong. We brighten raise our sights, keep a working on equal rights. And 1 in 10 is what the numbers say. 1 in 10 is the one that's gay, but 2 in 20 is what I say. It's a lot less lonely that way. It's a lot less lonely that way. Lot less lonely that way. Now 2 in 20 is what I say. It's a lot less lonely that way.
Out of New Hampshire, that was Pearly Gates, with Pearly spelled P-U-R-L-Y, and her tape just called Pearly. You heard the very short song, 2 in 20. On now to Dee Kulaz and her song, I Will Stand By My Tribe. You'll notice that the message is distinctly spiritual, and that's because she was part of a network of gay and lesbian Christian artists who, around 1999, were putting out releases under the umbrella of Joyful Pride Records.
that you know all the good Lord's commandments while you beat us with verses and lines. But I will stand with my tribe. I will stand with my tribe. And you think that by killing my sisters and brothers that you will change my mind. I will stand with my tribe. I will stand with my tribe. Whatever happened to loving people? Do you remember thou shalt not kill? And when you spilled our blood on the Sabbath, did you claim to be such righteous men and still?
I had the pleasure of interviewing Gretchen Phillips in 2005, and she has been in a number of amazing acts over the years, including the very popular Two Nice Girls. In 1990, she was in a band called Girls in the Nose, and they had two releases, never on vinyl or CD, which is a shame. Gretchen has told me she eventually wants all the old material re-released, but until then, you'll have to track down those tapes. The 1990 tape was just called Girls in the Nose and included the song Honorary Heterosexual Lesbian.
This song is dedicated to all the women of the world who participate in a sexual phenomenon that is nothing short of liberation. There's a kind of sexuality that paints my whole mentality. A woman who thinks of herself in a special way, an androgynous balance that'll blow you away. Honorary heterosexual. got style, they've got class. As likely to fire a crystal as a piece of Tiffany glass. There's a risk to this romance, but if you
there. not the way it should be. This is nothing like a thorn.
In 1999, Chicago artist Ellen Rosner released an excellent CD called Perfect Malcontent. But you heard the song Perfect Malcontent as it sounded in a demo from 2 years earlier, done more acoustically. Time for some real history. I featured Madeline Davis on my November 2000 show, and I encourage you to visit that page of my site. But to give a quick thumbnail, Madeline was one of the leading activists of our movement. She is credited with writing and recording the first gay liberation song. The song is called Stonewall Nation. It was written after she participated in her first gay march in Albany, New York in June of 1970, and she got to sing it at her second gay pride march, and for years she sang it at many pride venues. She related to me that during those early years, it was often heard at the Oscar Wilde bookstore in Greenwich Village during June. She wasn't just singing during those years. She was one of the early members of the Mattachine Society of the Niagara Frontier, joining just a few months after its start in Buffalo in 1970. She was president of that chapter in 1972 and was very active in various capacities until it finally folded in the late 80s. One of her biggest accomplishments was in 1972 when she was elected as the first openly lesbian delegate to a major national political convention. It was, of course, the Democratic Convention that nominated McGovern, and Jim Foster from San Francisco was the first gay male delegate, elected that same year. Also in 1972, she co-formulated and taught the first course on and entitled Lesbianism at a major U.S. university, State University of New York in Buffalo. She's an award-winning author, and there's so much more, but you've waited long enough to hear the first gay liberation song, Stonewall Nation, by Madeline Davis.
I don't wanna see more. gonna be ourselves, and love is stonewalled nation is gonna be free.
Madeline Davis actually recorded Stonewall Nation twice with slightly different lyrics. The first time for her 1971 45 RPM record, but the version you heard was from her 1983 cassette tape, The Daughter of All Women. I've got to set up this next segment, and it has part of an interview with a California artist named Carrie Wallace. I did not obtain the interview. It was requested by my audiophile co-producer Chris Wilson and her partner Pam Marshall. I took over for Pam on audiophile around 2001. But this was recorded in 1997 so that Carrie Wallace's recording could be featured on that show. They thought the way Wallace recorded the album was interesting, and so do I, as how many artists would battle the obstacles she did. This part of the interview has never been aired, so I'm very pleased to share it. She's talking about her debut release, Resolution to the Third.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Pam. I just thought I'd play a little music. I felt kind of funny sitting here without my guitar, so I started the tape off with that. I don't really know too much about this. I've never done this before, but so I'll just wing it. I wanted to tell you that I was really happy that you chose my music to be featured in the segment of Audiophile. So I'll just start talking about the tape. You wanted to know when I spoke to you on the phone about how I recorded it. I live out in the mountains, east of Arcata, California. That's about 300 miles northeast of San Francisco. And we don't have electricity out here where we live. It's really be very costly to get it in. They'd have to put poles and things in. So we use, for light at night, we use candles. We can make candles in our in our sleep, practically. And the we part of that is my companion, Julie Palmer. And she designed the album cover, by the way. Anyway, so we live out in the mountains, and we bought this land. We built our own cabin, and a few years back, we got some solar panels, which now we can operate just about anything. We make things that operate on 12 volt. So I purchased a Fostex machine. It's a four-track recorder, and we had the obligatory dead Volkswagen van out in the land here, using it as a storage shed. Julie actually got me to convinced me to use that as a studio. So we converted it into a studio, and that's where I recorded the album, all the music in the album, Resolution to the Third. When I finally came to the phase, after a really long time of recording and re-recording and arranging everything, getting it almost how I wanted it, I went and rented a quadreverb reverb machine, and it operates on 110 volts. So we had purchased an inverter, which takes 12 volts and turns it into 110, and we plugged that in. And I had to hook it up to the car as well. And then it was a really sunny day, fortunately, but I would have to turn the car on between mix downs. So I had this cassette player that also ran on 110, and the reverb, which enabled me to add the equalization and, chorus and things like that to enhance it, make it sound a little better than just in a van. And when I had mixed it down all in one day. So that's the story of pretty much how I recorded it. So actually, I just kind of, this whole thing with me, when I finally took it to duplication was, when I mixed it down, everything was like, I was just holding my nose and jumping off a cliff into a big pool of water. So that's just Julie kept telling me, if you don't just finish and just let it go, you're never going to finish this, because I worked on it for like about a year and a half. Concerning the distribution of my tape, right now at this time, I'm really hoping to be picked up by Lady Slipper. They're a really great women's music distributor. Thank you.
and stars up in the sky shine. Every song reminds me that once upon a time you were mine. It's awfully nice to see you. It's awfully nice to see you, girl. It's awfully nice to see you. Awfully nice to see you, girl. See you, girl. The laughter or the sunshine, the bread, the fruit, or the sweet wine. You want soft arms around me that make this whole entire life worth living. Wait a minute now, did I talk too loud? Did I say something wrong? Was I much too strong? Was the time not right? Not in the mood tonight to love me the way you used to. Every time I see you, the love we shared comes back to my mind. Nothing I can do. Desire for you always makes me blind. Girl, awfully nice to see you. It's awfully nice to see you, girl. It's awfully nice to see you. It's awfully nice to see you, girl. See you, girl.
Carrie Wallace and the song Actually Nice to See You from Resolution to the Third. With this next artist, you'll know right away why I couldn't play her on the broadcast version of this show. You'll know by the first time she says shit. She may not have a great voice, but I bet her live shows are tons of fun, packed full of irreverent songs and monologues. This material comes from our 1991 tape, which was called I'm Dangerous.
Hi, everybody. I'm Carol Steinell, if you don't already know me. What's your name? I'm dangerous. I'm a radical lesbian. I'm dangerous. I'll convert you if I can. I never got married, I never had kids, I never give a shit what the status quo did. I'm dangerous, I tell you, I'm a real live lesbian. Well, I live in a great big yellow house with my lover and her two boys. We've been together for 7 years and we don't like a lot of loud noise. When I get mad, you better watch out. I'll tell you what I do. I go out in the garden, I pick some broccoli, I bite off the heads and I chew. Because I'm dangerous. I said I'm dangerous. I'm a raging badass dyke. I'm dangerous. I ride around on a 10-speed bike. I don't shave my legs. I'm a total disgrace. I'm at my best in women-only space. I'm dangerous, I tell you. I'm a raging badass dyke. You know, someday in the future, the world will be mine. We'll have world peace and free daycare, and our periods will come on time. We'll give food to the hungry. People will know that we care. We'll tax the rich and share the wealth. No wonder the patriarchy's scared, because I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous. I'm a wild-eyed Amazon. I'm dangerous. I don't use no band roll on. I don't go to church, though I know it's bad. Honey, I do things that make my mother mad. I'm dangerous, I tell you. I'm a wild-eyed Amazon. You know, I work in the social services field. I work for peanuts so your needs get filled. I care for the sick and the indigent, too. I do this work no man would do, honey. I'll be pushing your wheelchair when you are over the hill. And if I ain't there to do it, one of my wild-eyed, badass, radical lesbian sisters will, because we're dangerous. I said, I'm dangerous. I'm a real live lesbian. I'm dangerous. Come on and give me a great big hand. Come on. Woo! Major threat to the status quo. When I die, I'll reincarnate as a pink dildo. I'm dangerous, I tell you. I'm a real live lesbian. Oh, yes, I am. Now, the problem I have with these people, basically, is that, well, first of all, I have a problem with the things they call us. Actually, sometimes they give me like a great big laugh because the things they call us are just so weird, okay? Like, I love this. They call us unnatural, okay? Now, they call us unnatural. That's what they call us. And think about who calls us unnatural. People like Tammy Faye Baker. All right. I mean, is she under there? You ever get the idea if you just took a little knife and whittled away at that makeup, there'd be no one inside there. Somebody told me that's where Jimmy Hoffa's buried. So, I'm always interested in these words they use, you know, and it's like, I think, I don't know, for fundamentalist Christians, I think words can mean about anything they want them to mean, anytime they want them to mean what they want them to mean. You ever notice that? Like, I grew up in the Lutheran church, and I got fed a lot of interesting information by those Lutherans, and this is a song. Actually, this is three songs. They're called the Hate Trilogy. And this is a song about the interesting information that I received growing up in the Lutheran church. When I was young, when I was small, they said, God is love and that is all. Yes, God is love. And there are no exceptions, but later on, of course, they started making a few corrections. They said, God is love. Yes, God is love. Except there are a few things that God hates, such as queers and peace-loving hippies. But later they changed it to queers and liberal straights. I got a little older, as we sometimes do. And they said, God loves you if you love him. I thought that was fair. Yes, I could understand it. But later on, of course, you know, they began to expand it. They said, God is love. Yes, God is love. Except there are a few things that God hates, such as queers and mutineers, and commies and pinkos and papists, and peace-loving hippies. But you know, later on they changed that last part to queers and mutineers, and commies and pinkos and papists, and, you know, the L word, liberal straights. I grew a little older. Yes, I grew up, and they said, God will destroy you if you don't do what he says. And I said, well, what does he say? And they said, oh, don't worry, we'll tell you that later. And I said, wait a minute, what about that God is love thing? And then they gave me that funny look. God is love. God is love. Except there are a few things that God hates, such as queers and mutineers and commies and pinkos and papists and people that aren't like us and people that ask too many questions and peace-loving hippies. But of course, you know, later on they changed that last part to, you know, liberal straights, yes. I went to therapy for 5 or 6 years. I joined the ACLU in Nairol, and even now, I healed the damage that they did. All my spiritual contusions, yes, I made my great escape, and I started drawing my own conclusions. Would you like to hear them? I think God is love, and God is love. And then God is love, and then God is love some more. And God loves queers and mutineers. And God loves commies and pinkos and papists. And God loves people that aren't like them. God even loves people that are like them, although I don't understand it. And God loves peace, love, and hippies. And God loves people that ask too many questions. And I happen to have it on the best of authority that he or she just adores liberal straights.
Carol Steinell with Dangerous and God is Love. Next up, a different kind of cassette recording. In 1983, there was a group of women in Minneapolis recording and distributing on tape sort of their own radio show. It was called Lesbian Frequency, and it mostly consisted of commentary and interviews with folks like musicians Alex Dobkin and Maxine Feldman, and authors and activists such as Ann Bannon and Barbara Greer, and a few poems and songs thrown in, which were sent into them. The recordings were issued in 2 tape sets, and I know of 2 such releases. If any of you know of more, please let me know. Anyway, this is fascinating stuff to a historian. Amateur lesbian artists sending in their songs so that they could be mailed out on Lesbian Frequency tapes. Both of the songs I chose have the artist introducing the song. Here are M. Joyner Bullock and Elaine Townsend.
The Lesbian Frequency, number 2, side 2 of 4. Next we have M. Joyner Bullock with her song, Sister.
The next song is one of the latest songs I've written, and it was written because of an experience that I was involved in, and mainly it's about sisters and being able to feel the sisterhood between women of color and that whole experience of coming together above and beyond the obstacles to obtain something that is desperately needed in our lives.
Sister, oh, 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 sister, oh. Sister, oh, 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 sister, oh. Sister, take my hand, travel with me over the mountains and through the valleys to the sea. Climb the hill and look around and tell me what you see. Feel the beating of the heart that lives inside of me. Lives inside of me. Sister, oh, 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 sister, oh. Sister, oh, 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 sister, oh. Brown on brown and beautiful, your hand inside of mine. Looking in your rich black eyes, I seem to go back in time. To a place where we were queens, warriors and strong. Now we fight to survive in a day that is too long. A day that is too long. Sister, oh, 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 sister, oh. Sister, oh, 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 sister, oh, you are my sister, oh, I'm calling you sister, oh, can't you hear me saying sister, oh, sister.
This is one that I wrote for Marshall Chapman, who was a rock and roller. Who's grew up in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and she's now out of Nashville. And she was through Columbia back in September. And I was in school at the time and wanted real bad to get in that van and go with her instead of going to English class. So instead I just cut English class. This was the next morning. I just cut that class and wrote this song for her. It's about about life on the road, basically. It's called Marshall's Tune.
You're pulling out of my next to nothing town. After packing the place, sending a while. I'm going back to my books and dreams, inspired but a little cautious and singing. Well, I know that I can do it now. The strength's gotta be mine. And I've been going off for too long now, just giving it time. Hit me hard that I can't please them all. That a choice has gotta be made. Take care of yourself and who you are. You know that life really is backbending and 40 weight hard.
Townsend prefers performing for lesbians and other women, but faces the same struggle as so many other lesbian cultural workers: how to concentrate on lesbian and women's music and at the same time earn a living from her work. She's 21 and grew up in Columbia, South Carolina. She says that Robin Flower, Alex Dobkin, and Joan Armatrading are the major influences in her music. She's been performing since she was 16, which is also, by the way, the age at which she came out.
I have no information about M. Joyner Bullock, but Elaine Townsend is out of South Carolina, released a cassette in 1989 and a CD in 2000, and is still performing. Next, I have a tape in my collection that made me question my criteria for this show. It definitely fits the lesbians on cassette criteria, and it's not been on vinyl or CD, but here's the difference. It's not music. It's author and film producer Linda Thornburg, and the title of the tape reads, Good Girls Don't, Stories About Growing Up Queer and Clueless in a Small Midwestern Town in the 50s and 60s. So this is almost an audiobook, but I thought it very entertaining. So here's a small, very edited snippet from it, telling us about one of her teachers, Nora Hamilton.
I didn't even know the word lesbian until I was one. Well, maybe I always was one, but I didn't know the word until I was a senior in high school. It wasn't that I heard bad things about queers, or that my family spoke ill of homosexuals, or that I heard the stereotypes. I heard absolutely nothing. I didn't know there were people who loved members of the same sex. I hadn't heard the word homosexual, or lesbian, or even faggot. I'd heard the word queer. One didn't wear green on Thursday because it was queer. But I just thought it meant odd. And teenagers don't like being odd. A queer was a nerd, as far as I knew. Then one day at rehearsal, I heard Terry McBride telling Ron Souther, Phil's younger brother, she is a thespian, you know. He put such wicked intentionality in the tone, with such a lisp on the S, that I knew it was evil. But what did it mean? Weren't we thespians? Then what did he mean about Miss Hamilton, the history teacher? I had to ask my best friend, Mickey, after school. She said, they mean the word that starts with L that sounds like thespian, and raised her eyebrows and shook her head like I was going to get it. What? I said. She leaned in close and whispered, lesbian. I wasn't sure I heard. Lesbian? I repeated, twice the decibels. Shh, she commanded, not so loud. Well, what does it mean? I whispered. She looked at me in astonishment, as she often did, as if I were so completely unsophisticated she couldn't believe that we were best friends. The shock drained from her face, replaced with pity and social service concern. She should at least educate me. It's a woman who likes other women. Now I was completely confused. Why was she shushing me over a word that just meant a woman who likes other women? Wasn't that us? No, not likes. Likes. You know. Again, the raised eyebrows. Does it with other women? I still wasn't sure, but I was getting closer. Does it? You mean like has sex with? Yes. Well, they said Nora Hamilton was a thespian. She probably is.
Linda Thornburg telling us all about Nora Hamilton from 1996. This next artist in the cassette liner notes says, special thanks to Jamie Anderson for her inspiring, courageous career choice as an out lesbian musician. And Jamie is assistant producer of the recording and plays on it and sings backup. The artist Jamie was helping out was Michelle Marquand, and her 1990 tape was called Fragile Chemistry. Here's her song, One Track Mind.
Surrounded by women, I was feeling all right till I noticed that women love women, but nobody wants to say it. Women love women, but there's no political statement about it. I wasn't too thrilled about this disempowering state. Like personal pronouns, so a woman can't be laid. And women love women, but no one wants to claim it. Women, but we act like a shame. We're so silent. It's time we hit the nail on the head. We got to celebrate the life that we live. We got to validate what hasn't been said. But we got to feed ourselves. Give each other faith. Got our mind for liberation. Got our mind to grow. Got our mind to stay. Political mind about women. It's time we hit the nail on the head. We've got to validate the lives that we've led and celebrate what hasn't been said. Keep each other faithful. Got a mind for revolution. Got a mind to change. Got a mind to break free of these patriarchal chains. And women love women, hell, women are so fine. Women love women. I've got a one-track political mind about women.
man. Women love women now, I'm not afraid to say it. Women love women, it's time to make a political statement about it.
That last song, called People Say I'm Crazy, comes from an interesting tape which has some mystery to it. It's a demo tape with the big title on the front, Vicky and Sherry, Lesbian Musicians Performing Original Songs. It's from 1990, and the liner notes give all the lyrics, and that's about it. For out lesbians, I would have thought it would give their last names. It does give a phone number, area code 310, which is in the Los Angeles area. Vicky and Sherry, if you're out there, hey, send me an email. Up next is Erica Wheeler with her debut release, a cassette from 1989 called Strong Heart, and I quite liked from it the song To the Southwest.
This New England valley has a weather wisdom of fences, floods, and time. Gentle curves to the mountains in the shade of older trees. Used to be what could ease my mind. Nobody locks me in, and I need the room to breathe again. I need the high winds of the desert, I guess. And in my mind, I'm heading out to the southwest. To where the morning sun spreads stones of gold and tan. There is something in that silence that I understand. You know, it eases my heart and it eases my mind. There is something in that landscape. That's what I'm gonna find. I know a woman. She comes from out there. She brings her spirit to this eastern town. And I just want to take her down, take her on home. Take her on home. And I say, well, show me a landscape with no highways or houses, balanced untouched by the hands of man. All this New England town, it never let me down. Always someone kind here I know. Always someplace comfortable I go. But I feel the pavement on Main Street a little too strong. Winter's always coming on, and it always lasts too long. I need the high winds of the desert, I guess. And in my mind, I'm heading out to the southwest, to where the sun cuts down red and purple hues. There is something in that silence that I can't refuse. You know, it opens my heart and it opens my mind. There is something in that landscape so far, so wide. That's what I'm gonna find. Oh, oh.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for being so, so patient with me while I took you into the world of obscure lesbian releases. I quite enjoyed putting this together. I'm closing the show with a special recording. It was produced by Canadian artist Lucy Blue Tremblay and was a cassette single whose sole purpose was to help people come out of the closet. The song was called I Want You to Know Who I Really Am, and when I interviewed her in 2006, I asked her about it.
Well, that song actually came out years ago as a cassette. It was called The Coming Out Kit, and I just thought, you know, how sometimes stressful it is to come out to people. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if you just had a little button you could press on, go, eh, and you were out and you didn't have to deal with any of the questions, the attitudes, the facial expressions, the body language, you know, everything that comes with that. I just thought, wouldn't it be nice if you just had a little beep, press on a button and you're out. Boom. And I thought, well, I'm going to write a song, coming out song, and I'm going to put it on a cassette. And then people can just send a cassette to their family. They don't have, you know, just put it in the mail. They don't have to deal with anything. And have some blank lines in the cassette liner so you can write a note to the person you're sending it to. And it had some 1-800 numbers as well for the National Coming Out Day people and also the Washington, D.C. address for PFLAG. And I just thought this would be just a little helpful tool. And I made a bunch of them. I probably made like 1,000 of them. And I sold them and people just started, you know, really mailing those out. And I really liked that song.
Being the collector that I am, I asked Lucy Blue if she had any copies of that tape left, as I would love to have one. And a few months later, when she got home from her tour, she sent one to me. She re-recorded the song for her 2004 CD, It's Got to Be About Love. But I had never heard the original, which was shorter and had a very different arrangement than the new one. So I was very pleased to hear it, and I think you will be as well. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage, thanking you again for listening. Here's the song, I Want You to Know Who I Really Am, by Lucy Blue Tremblay.
So many people in the world are alone in their own way, tired of hiding. Dying. I want you to know
It's simple.